You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This weekend, the University of Michigan Musical Society is celebrating its 140th season of performing Handel's Messiah. For Robert and Bunny Carlson, the Christmas season doesn't start until they're sitting in that audience at Hill Auditorium.
This is really the beginning of our Christmas season.
This Sunday, the couple, who are both 92 years old, will drive from their home in Grand Rapids to Ann Arbor to see Handel's Messiah. It's a tradition they've done every holiday season for 61 years.
We first heard Messiah in broadcast in the early 1950s. In 1957, we heard the University Musical Society's performance on WUOM. So in 1958, we began our tradition of annual attendances at Hill, which has lasted for 61 years.
Each has their favorite part.
I love the, "And he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Almighty God." That is my favorite part. I know Bobby has a different one.
No, my favorite part is, "Come unto him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." That's my favorite.
The Carlsons lived and raised their family in Clinton Township in Macomb County. They recently moved to Grand Rapids. As you can imagine, they've got many fond memories of their annual Messiah pilgrimage to Ann Arbor, from taking their young children.
When they were 5 and 6 years old, they managed to stay awake for a good portion of the performance.
To snowy winter evenings.
And our daughter has a particular remembrance of walking back to the car late at night in her little Mary Jane shoes in the snow up to her ankles. So it was memorable for all of us.
And just what does this long-standing Christmas tradition mean to Robert and Bunny?
Well, we realize how blessed we are to be able to celebrate 61 years together and to have 61 years of traditions. And our children participate in some of them, but now, as most families, they have scattered all over the United States. So with grandchildren in 5 states and children in 2, it's difficult to be together. So we remember and we do a lot of reminiscing about our Christmases and our trips to Ann Arbor.
One of the things that a lot of us remember is one day there was a bat flying around in Hill, going back and forth and coming to a lower level, and finally went right over our heads, and I tried to swing my coat and knock him down. And then it was interesting because the conductor at that time was Donald Bryant, and he was the only one in the whole auditorium who didn't see it. The orchestra could see it, and everybody else could see this bat. There was a disturbance, and he was rather concerned about what was going on and, of course, didn't know until later.
In total, there will be 37 in the UMS orchestra with 4 soloists and a chorus of nearly 175 voices. Performances will be this Saturday and Sunday at Hill Auditorium. And if you're there Sunday, you'll likely see Robert and Bunny continuing their special Messiah tradition. To Robert and Bunny, congratulations on 61 straight years of Handel's Messiah, and we wish you a very Merry Christmas. This story was produced by Michigan Radio's Mercedes Mejia.